You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, you have to be deprived of your senses not to notice America's obsession with sex. Teen pregnancy, rampant pornography, epidemic adultery, something is clearly wrong. That stuff shows up in the church, too. But John, that's not a new problem, not if 1 Thessalonians 4 is any indicator. Pleading for sexual purity in the church, Paul gives this charge in verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now, John, when Paul addresses sanctification, why does he go straight to sexual purity?
Well, another way to pose that issue would be to say, when Paul writes to Timothy and gives the list of qualifications for a pastor, why does he start with a one-woman man? The answer is because sexual immorality is such a powerful, powerful temptation. Imagine, Paul is talking about the qualifications for a pastor, and the first thing he mentions is that the man has to be faithful to his wife. Wow, that impulse is strong. That temptation can be powerful, and that's why it leads the parade. It is the will of God that you be sanctified, and it very likely has to start with abstaining from sexual immorality. Always been a challenge, always been a temptation because of our fallen hearts. But I don't know that there's ever been a time in the history of the world when that temptation was potentially excited by the surroundings the way it is today. Television, radio, music, movies, lifestyles, feed that. Start your sanctification in that category, and you'll understand why Paul put it first. Everything follows.
Okay, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Thessalonians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
dancing right now. I wonder when you got up this morning. I wonder, did you stop to praise God? Listen.
Everybody
say amen.
God. church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church.
To what his word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church.
Let the church
say
amen.
From the healing of your body,
amen.
To the raising of the dead,
amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen.
Or how your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
'Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
'Cause your help. Let the church say,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
When it seemed like I was losing.
Forgive me when I've often gone astray. How can you think of me when I do things my way? Turning my back from you, the one who loved me first. Having my own desires, renewing worldly thirst. You told me you could keep me, and I should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time. Feeling so very weak, you say I can be strong. I feel I'm going too far. Tell me to come home. You love me still.
Now I know this is real, and I am.
On a hill far away stood the old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Over 2,000 years ago, you did something that was so marvelous that it's mind-blowing to us. how you decided to shed your blood so that we could